So we have a question. Since we are very young and have a long way to go, what possible obstacles would we have to face in our journey back home? Political struggles, sometimes oppression by senior devotees. Well, you know, the obstacles will vary depending on where you are, but really the biggest obstacle is ourself, because nothing necessarily is an obstacle unless we allow it to be an obstacle, unless we allow it to disturb us and focus on it. So let's say I'm mistreated, that's an obstacle, but it may not be an obstacle for somebody else because they deal with it better than I do. So when I say the obstacles are more internal, that's how we respond to the obstacles. That's good. That's really our biggest challenge. So if, of course, our Shastra says, the way to destroy yourself is either read Mayavad philosophy, which probably you won't do, become a sahajiya, to think that you're Krishna conscious and can relish Radha Krishna Leela, which, and you're not, probably you won't do. Or offend Vaishnavas, which it's more likely we would do than the other two. That couldn't destroy our bhakti. Offending Vaishnavas means pretty heavy and consistent criticism, blasphemy, which generally most devotees don't do, although we are hampered by criticizing devotees. We're not destroyed by it if it's not vicious and consistent and very heavy. So, you know, really the obstacle is pride, control. What we can say is that Maya knows your weakest link, and whatever that is, she's going to try to get you there. She's going to try to make you fall. So maybe it's pride, maybe it's greed, maybe it's envy, maybe it's jealousy. I think you really know what your weakest link is, and you should be careful to heal that link or work on it or not allow it to adversely affect you, because that's where Maya will get you. Whatever your strongest attachment is, wherever your weakness is, that's what she's going to work on. So, yes, you have a long way to go, but I would say don't give up no matter how difficult it is. You list here oppression by senior devotees. That, you know, so many things are going to be there. And if we want to be Krishna conscious and we're determined, then we'll continue. So that has to be the attitude. You know, the variety of obstacles will vary. But your determination, if it's strong, you'll be able to overcome it. You've already been through difficulties, and you're still a devotee. And difficulties also are necessary. They make us strong. So you can look at difficulties as opportunities. So whenever you face them, just think, it's a test from Krishna. It's an opportunity. I've been oppressed by senior devotees. There's politics going on. There's wrong injustices here and there. Think of them as tests. How am I dealing with it? And am I allowing myself to focus on these things? Because if I do, it's going to distract me from Krishna consciousness. So those are some thoughts.